الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this ayat karima, which is famous, almost every Muslim knows this ayat, and every Muslim knows the translation also of this ayat. However, our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, the ayat is that all the time, we have to add the word all the time. Because according to Arabic grammar, this is what is called a jumla ismiya. And a jumla ismiya shows to continuity. And then the verb that is used here also, you saw more, that also shows, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, you also send durur and send salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send it in abundance and with love and with passion. Send durur on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all read durur sharif one time. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. So Allah is sending durur all the time. What is the meaning of Allah sending durur? We send durur is ibadat. Allah doesn't make ibadat. Who's ibadat? Was Allah. Allah is ma'bud. Allah is not abid. So the meaning of Allah sending durur is twofold. One is that continuously, all the time, Allah is sending unlimited torrents of His very special mercies on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the one meaning of durur. Just like if a person goes to the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, the falls, the vapor and the splashes of the water get wet, though at such a distance. At Rauza Mubarak, a person is right next to the Rauza Mubarak. And Allah's rahmat is more than all the waterfalls in the world. And that water, that rahmat which is coming on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if like at the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, you have to wear a raincoat so your clothes don't get wet. Then we have to take off our raincoat of gunas. The gunas, because if we got that raincoat of gunas, some waliullah, ahlullah, and let him teach you how to take off the raincoat of gunas. Now when you go, person what to say, your deen what to say, your akhlaq and character what to say, your remembrance we have made very, very high. So all the time Allah is elevating, making more greater the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To understand that, due to geographical differences, every moment Adhan is carrying on in the world. We are making Zohar Jummah now. Some places they are making Fajr at this time, some places Zohar, some places Asr, different namazes due to geographical differences. Every Adhan has got Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and an audience in the world. If you take a city like Cairo, how many Adhans? A city like Karachi, a city like Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta. How many azans are going? How many people are replying to the azans? So in the air waves, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah is going on. And it's not, kalima is not complete. You will read Muhammad Rasulullah. A Muslim, when he goes to sleep at night, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So from morning to night, when a person dies, and we close the eyelids, the sunnah is to say, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulullah. When we make janaza namaz won't be complete until we don't read Allahumma from Allah Jalla Jalal. And what a beautiful tafsir. Allah said, I've made the arrangements in the world. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'iyya. Therefore my Nabi, whenever I will be remembered Allah, I've made it that you will be remembered with me also every time. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam came into this dunya from Jannah,
For 40 years he was crying to Allah Ta'ala to have mercy upon him, to overlook his error that he had made. After 40 years he supplicated to Allah, he is the last of the Nabis that will come. How do you know? And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Allah, I saw in Jannat on your arsh written, La ilaha Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The malaika, the angels are sending all the time to you. What is the durood of the malaika? They are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also, whatever we really cherish, we appreciate, it has got value to us, we are in the praises. We are buying a new Mercedes, then we can't stop talking about it. It does this, it does that, it does that. Our new business, whatever else, anything that we have left for, we're talking about it. Unfortunately, we haven't got time to know who our Nabi is. To most of us, it is only that he's Allah's Rasul. But who he is, what his qualities are, character anywhere else but from the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ for all insects, for all birds, for all sea life, fishes, for everything, Allah said, we have sent you as a complete mercy to everyone. مَلُمِنْكَ لَمْ تَرِبِ النِّسَاءَ. No woman has ever given birth to a child as handsome and as beautiful as you. خَلِقَتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. Allah created you free of every fault. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقَتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ. As though how great poetry, it is your birthday. Because I praised you, beauty has come into my throat, into my poetry. Otherwise my poetry was not like that. The Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the anbiya as far as outward physical features are concerned. And all of them together cannot come anywhere near Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in compassion, in kindness, in knowledge, in any aspect whatsoever. In our world of today, the Olympics, a person wins a race by split seconds. By hundreds of seconds he wins the race. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, the malaika, the angels, are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq to study kitabs on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seerah, on his akhlaq and character. We won't be able to stop talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has made himself. But used to say that this is a business. We know business, we know the furniture business, we know motor car sales business, we know thousands of businesses, but we don't know there is a business of sending durood. And this durood, this business, the least investment and the greatest returns. There are no tax returns here, there are no qiyamah, and eternally in Jannah, such a great business. This business is such. Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri rahmatullah Ali should say, as though the directors of this business, one is Allah Ta'ala himself, the other are the malaika. Today a new company comes on the list on the stock exchange, it may be applied by men. Old business that Allah is since ever Allah is sending durood and nabisas. The malaika, if we have a business that started in 1920, we'll make sure we write on all our stationery, established 1920. This business is since ever. So such the directors are so strong, there is no doubt. The returns of this business is so great. One durood, just for example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hardly 2-3 seconds it takes. And what are the returns? In my minimal knowledge, 70 returns you get in return. You send one durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. With our dirty mouths, minds, hearts, filthy we are, and we sending durood, Allah's durood is pure. We send one durood, Allah sent 10 duroods on us. Benefit prophet of 10. One salam we send, Allah sent 10 salams on us. And when salamity comes, that is what we require in our life. You don't need big incomes. You don't need a big house. You need peace of mind. You need contentment of heart. And when we will practice reading durood, Allah's salamity will come. Then nobody will interfere with us. We will go through life peacefully, comfortably. Allah's salamity is coming on us. 20 times. One time we read durood, Allah raises your stages in Jannah by 10. 30 benefits already. One time you read Durud, Allah adds 10 good deeds to your record of deeds, 40 already. Allah writes off 10 sins, 50 benefits already. You get the du'as of 10 malaika when you read Durud Sharif, already 60. And one more, it's not coming to mind, but in my limited knowledge, 70. You call for a million rand and you sold for 70 million. And that is all for all yours. And not only as long as you're in dunya, at the time of mort, in the qabr, forever in the year after. Such a profitable business. And it is as though we are now present in this ayat of the Quran saying to us, that also has said, I must also buy shares here. And these are shares which they are no preferential shares. Class A shares. No limited. You can only buy 10 shares or 100 shares. Yeah, as many durood as you want to are the shares you are buying. Angel of the Allah Ta'ala Anhu was making tawaf of Baitullah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif. He caught the hand of one Tawi and he told him, let me teach you how to send durood. He said, told him the words, what we read in our namaz, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. And then he told him, our durood for one is, we are saying, Jazakallah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That you took us out, otherwise we should have been perhaps worshipping idols in a temple. Perhaps we should have been Shias today. We should have been Qadianis today. We should have been Christians worshipping the cross perhaps today. Or Jazakallah Nabi, you took us out from there. You brought us to this beautiful masjid on the day of Jummah. Through you we got Iman and we got Islam. We came to know who is Allah. So in the, we didn't know how to say it. So Allah put it for us in the durood. The second, just like you want to tell, so you want to write somebody a thank you card, but you don't know, I'll make mistakes, my spelling, my grammar, I won't know how. So you go to somebody who is expert in that. You tell him, please, you write this for me. So Allah said, you leave it to me. But I will let you take it. I will send it, but I credit it to your account. The second is, we are making du'as for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, make du'a for me. Allahumma rabba hadihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qaim aati Muhammadan al-wasila. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ask of Allah Ta'ala to give me shafaat on the day of death. To give me maqami mahmood. So anyone who does good, automatically we make dua for those people. We tell so much also, I can't repay you. Only thing I can do is I make dua for you. Allah can only repay you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favors, that Allah, you reward. We don't know how. We haven't got the capacity or the means. The third is the praises of Nabi Sallallahu. And we didn't know how to praise. Many times we go and praise somebody, but actually we insult the person. Because we don't know what words to use. So Allah says, leave it to me. I will, on your behalf, I will send praises on Nabi Sallallahu. And the fourth is the expression of our love for Nabi Sallallahu. That, oh my Nabi, I love you. You are the most closest to me. In fact, a person's iman, that love for Nabi Sallallahu. Today, the love of our car is there. The love of haram things is in our heart. If we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask ourselves today, did I even read one durood? If send the durood. But the hadith, in the awla nas, the most closest people to me on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are those people who send the most durood. And there are three meanings of this, to be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is to be physically close. Who wouldn't like to be to with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah? The second is that the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest intercession those people will get who send more durood. And the third is the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whoever sends more durood, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love will come more greater than that. So it's up to us how many durood we want to send. No restriction for us. But, and so, no, not cheap, not easy. It's just no effort to send durood. And just gain little love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it's just natural durood will come. And what quality he wants. Yeah. And what does? It comes in the hadith, Al-Bakhiru, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهَا. A stingy, miserly person is that person, that my name is taken in front of him, and still he does not send durood. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favors are so great upon us, We can't move our lips a little bit. We can't move our tongue a little bit and just say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How stingy is that? Durood, you nothing. You don't need wuzu. You don't have to face qibla. No time specified. And still you don't send durood. That person is the most stingiest person. To understand stingy, in Urdu there is a proverb. Makhi chus. The person who sucked a fly. And these proverbs are not made up and something happens and the proverb is made. A person was eating his soup curry and a fly fell in. The fly started flying out of him. Dirty insect, the fly, he caught it and he sucked it. He said that soup, how much soup on the fly? And the dirty insect, the fly, how stingy is that person that even so much of made wudu, she have to make namaz. So the little lamp in the olden days, you should put it off. Why waste the wheat? Why waste the paraffin, the oil? So one day he came back and he knocked on the door and at 80 years, you trained me so well, you forgot I put it off. But you so worried of that little wick burning and that oil, and this halfway you had to walk back, and your soul that brought you got worn out so much. What about that? So he said, I took cognizance of that. At that point I took out my shoes and put them under my arm. When I return to that point, I'll wear my shoes again. Then she said, you told me not to open the door. Why? He said, the hinges will get worn out so much. How stiff. But wallah, who doesn't reason? Make a niyyah now that every day I'm going to read so many durood. Fix a time in our mind now and fix an amount. Don't bite off too much, we won't be able to chew. Start with 10 a day, 25, 50 a day, and every durood, which is a great ibadah, it is the basis of our iman, and by that we will become very close to Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Ma'akhiru da'wana.